content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Well, pleasant good 11:01 a.m. to you on this Tuesday. Sorry for those of you who were listening yesterday thinking something was amiss. You were right. Something was amiss. We had technical difficulties. Unlike what everybody is now starting to suspect about President Raisi's helicopter over there in Azerbaijan. Oh, yes, all the conspiracy theorists are out there thinking that somebody assassinated him. And, you know, everybody's going, no, it wasn't me. Not I, said the hen. Not I, said the cow. Not I, said the pig. Yeah. Not I, said the hammer and sickle. Not I, said the four stars. Yeah. Nice. Not I, said the Star of David. Yeah. Okay. So, let's see what's cooking here. We have the Power Mall special still going on for Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice. You spend $300, you get $20 off your order this week. All right, that's the deal. Now, Strauss and North American Urban Spice, they're drop shippers. That's what they do. We actually make less now with this arrangement, all right? You have to understand something. We felt the benefits to the customers were more important, as you will not have to wait for anything to be in stock. You can order all their products. Now, by saying that, since we make much less than before, we can no longer offer our regular discounts. So, if you want to buy from the Power Mall and keep us on the air, you will have to pay for postage for each one that you get. Strauss Naturals, North American Urban Spice, you will have to purchase separately. So whatever you're doing, if you're buying this week Strauss Naturals products and you're running low, order those and stock up. Then you make a separate order for North American Urban Spice. You could do that too. But you'll pay shipping for both. Okay? So you understand that. So don't go freak out. See, the thing is, drop shipping saves you time, especially if you're in need of those products. So that's one of the reasons why we set it up like that, so that it comes directly from the company. All right? You don't have to wait for stuff to be in stock, get put on our wait list, or any of that stuff. So that's one of the reasons we're trying to make it convenient here. Also, back in stock, we have Miracle 2 Soaps and Neutralizer, OptiVita products, Good Health Naturally products, Richardson Nutritional Center. We also have them. A couple of Tuesdays ago, John Richardson signed on with us. And they sell the apricot seeds with high levels of B17 amygdalin in them. You can also get the B17 capsules from them as well. If you go to our link on the Partners tab on thepowerhour.com, click the link to order apricot seeds. You say tomato, I say tomato. Use the code POWERHOURNATION at checkout. All right? Then that helps us anytime you do it. Power Hour is also a proud partner of U.S. Coin Capital. Fred Dashefsky will be joining us this week. Also, please consider your donations. We appreciate that. See, there's a couple ways to do it. Dale sent us a check. Rodney sent us a money order. Thank you so much for doing that. You can call up 877-817-9829 right now, and you can donate $25 or more and get a free Vitamir toothpaste. But you got to call in to the show to get that. And 877-817-9829. That's the Power Mall, all right? And that keeps us on the air. We need to stay on the air. This is mission critical. A lot of things happening in the news today. You can sign up for our newsletter, too, if you go to thepowermall.com. Click the newsletter tab, and you get the email blast. And you can also see it on our website. And we post these things on a regular basis. All right? Just so you understand how that works. Now, moving on to news. In case you missed it. There was some brouhaha. Yeah. In Kansas City. You probably heard. If you hadn't already, I'll let you in a little secret. Those of you listening to us live right now on KCXL AM in Kansas City, Liberty, Excelsior Springs, all up in that area. I know it well. Been up there many, many times. Beautiful area. Been to the Elms multiple times. Here's the deal. Call A.G. Bailey's office. Ask to speak with the communications director or the deputy communications director and tell them you want A.G. Bailey to come on the show. Now, I've already sent communications over to Andrew Bailey's office, and they sent me back the names and email addresses of the communications and deputy communications director for A.G. Bailey. All right? And there's a reason for that, and I'll tell you. Obviously, you know that Harrison Butker, if you hadn't heard the scuttlebutt, gave a speech at Benedictine College, a private Catholic school in Atchison, Kansas, at their commencement ceremony on May 11th. It was 20 minutes long, thereabouts. He expressed his candid views. Now, this guy's 28. He's the prize kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs. He set records for the longest field goal. And so he gets up there at the request of the president of Benedictine College and expresses candid views on societal stigma placed on women who assume the role of homemakers. Yes, I know. June, I'm home. Is that you, dear? Yeah. Gee, Beeve. You know, that's the homemaker. Everybody all of a sudden went ballistic over. Calls out Biden on his views on abortion. And, of course, the NFL, their senior VP and chief diversity and inclusion officer, immediately goes to the media and said he gave the speech in his personal capacity. His views are not those of an NFL as an organization. The NFL is steadfast in our commitment to inclusion, which only makes our league stronger. Okay, inclusion of what, sir? Do you have any transgenders in the NFL that dress up in drag, wear little pink flowers in their hair when they put their helmets on? You have that yet? I wouldn't say you're inclusion. I'd say you're an effing hypocrite, sir. I'm calling you out on this. How many blacks do we have playing in the NFL? How many Hispanics do we have? How many Asians do we have? You talk about inclusions, I'm calling you out, sir. Jonathan Bean, you are a beano. You have a problem. You are woke, and you're going to drag the NFL down with you. And you know how crazy this is? Because, you know, they're calling Butker out for making a speech at the request of the university, even though the sisters of Our Lady of the Sucking Chest Wound went crazy, too. You know, even Bill Maher went crazy over the whole thing. The left goes ballistic. Here's what he said on his show.
Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world. Okay, that seems fairly, like, modern. But I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. I don't see what the big crime is. I really don't. And I think this is part of the problem people have with the left, is that lots of people in this country are like this. Like he's saying, some of you may go on to lead successful careers, but a lot of you are excited about this other way that people, everybody used to be. And now can't that just be a choice too? And I feel like they feel very put upon, like there's only one way to be a good person, and that's to get an advanced degree from one of those asshole factories like Harvard.
See what I mean? You know, I'm like, wait a minute, Mars said that? I had to play it. I really did. I had to play it because he's woke too, but he's calling him out. I mean, he's obviously Democrat. Okay, you see the divisiveness here, but you see somebody woke up. Somebody said the right thing, and it was Bill Maher. I had to play it for you. Just the first time I heard it, I just burst out laughing that it would come out of his mouth. You know, he's entitled to free speech. And I'm talking about Mr. Butker and Bill Maher. They're entitled to their opinion. But you see, everybody in Kansas City decided, that, you know, we're going to have to pick a side here. That's what they decided. One bunch, change.org, decided to go out and garner signatures to have Butker removed from the NFL and for the Chiefs to fire him. Got 187,000 plus signatures so far. And I doubt that any of these people actually support the Kansas City Chiefs. They're cheap libtards and, you know, I mean, look at how many people can afford the tickets. How many people can you, really? Do you know how expensive tickets are to go to an NFL game? How many people can afford to go? Maybe that's a once in a year event. I don't know. Maybe a lot of people are boycotting the NFL because of this nonsense Jonathan Bean spewed out and said, no more of this. We'll just stay home and watch it on TV. You know, at least the Chiefs haven't said anything, but the city of Kansas City did. They or someone in their organization got on their official X website and posted, by the way, Harrison Butker lives in Lee's Summit, Missouri. He doesn't live in Kansas City. They doxed him. And this is what Andrew Bailey, the Missouri AG, is upset about. And rightly so. Because, see, Harrison Butker believes, even if he's a Catholic, and I'm not chiding Catholics out there, all right? He's a Christian. That's the point. He was speaking out against even his own church for rolling up and playing dead on certain issues. You know, I mean, this is what he did. And Bailey said he's got a right to his, you know. But you don't have the right, Kansas City, to get on your official site and dox him. You don't have the right to do that because people could come to his home and commit violence because there are some nutballs out there. So you want to talk about diversity and inclusion? We have a teenager in Virginia. You ready for this? He's a rapper. 17-year-old Raleigh Freeman III, better known in the local rap scene as Rilo Huncho.
Yo, yo, yo.
He was on an Instagram live stream, and he's talking expletives into the camera. I mean, serious. F-N-N-N-N, using that N-word. See, only black people can use that N-word. If a white person does it, it's racist. But see, Eddie Murphy and all the other black people out there can use the N-word all they want and get away with it. But he's talking that stuff into the camera on Instagram, flashing a handgun, puts the gun up to his head and pulls the trigger. Boom! Head goes off. Gun goes off. Live stream video still going. He went viral on social media. Freeman, of course, rushed to a hospital where he died hours later. Now, this is a 17-year-old waving a gun around, yo, yo, yo. And see, this is the part I have about Blaze Media. They report stuff like this all the time as part of their conservative agenda, especially the type of violent acts this rapper was promoting. But it chose not to air the video. Why not? Too graphic? Oh, come on. Misery loves company, guys. Everybody loves to watch somebody blow his brains out on the radio. Hell, we got to see an anchor woman in Sarasota, Florida, blow her brains out right there on camera. Right during the newscast. Now here's more news for you. Boom. So we have a GoFundMe page out there that's raised $2,700 of its $15,000 goal while the parents and relatives try to sort this out. Good luck with that. Yo, yo, yo. See, here's the problem. Somebody got in the kid's head and make him think that he's a rap star. Tide Pod, anyone? You see, that's the downside of cancel culture, folks. We're all right thinking out there, but cancel culture? Oh, no, 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 no. We can't have that. How many other people are in the gene pool out there that could watch that video and do the same thing? I mean, come on. You got the Tide Pod Challenge. I just heard this morning two kids jumped off a bridge over Lake Hartwell in South Carolina. One of them dove in first. He was, you know, floating in the water, got swept away by the current, and his buddy jumped in after him, and he died. Both their bodies were found in 15 feet deep water. Just happened. I mean, and what was it? It was a dare by their friends. Wow. We have a problem with the mental acuity of younger people. I mean, these are Gen Zers. Yeah, high school students. Yeah. We got a problem. I mean, these people think TikTok and Instagram is all that. And see, as long as you give them a platform without parental supervision, this is the kind of crap that happens, right? This is on the parents, folks. You want to blame somebody? Yeah. Why did he do such a thing? Yeah. Maybe because you weren't monitoring him? Oh, you can be anything you want. You go out and you use that word F. You drop that F-bomb as much as you want. And you call the N-word as much as you want. But blowing your brains out? Well, okay. You know, maybe you shouldn't give him that gun. I would love to see what happens if they charge the parent, the mom, for allowing the child to have access to that gun. A Glock. Yeah. How'd he get it? That's what I want to know. Speaking of which, the Supreme Court is not going to hear a challenge to Maryland's AR-15 ban. Did you know they did that? Maryland's law bans the so-called assault weapons, such as the AR-15 semi-automatic rifle. Armalite rifle is what it's called. The ruling leaves a prohibition against such weapons in place in the state for the time being. Litigation is continuing. That's probably one of the reasons why the Supreme Court declined to hear it. And this, of course, after the 6-3 ruling in New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin in 2022, that there is a constitutional right to bear firearms in public for self-defense. The court also held that gun restrictions must be deeply rooted in U.S. history if they're to survive constitutional scrutiny. And, of course, that decision, Bruin, spurred challenges to gun laws nationwide. And at the same time, several states are resisting the ruling and have doubled down on gun restrictions. Hello, Illinois. Pritzker, are you listening to me? You don't even deserve to be called governor. What you've done, stripping away people's rights, shame on you. All right, moving on to things that are more pertinent at 17 minutes after the hour here. In the headlines in world news, Julian Assange has won the right to challenge his extradition to the U.S. And you see, here's the thing about Britain's court. He's an Australian-born Assange. They want to put him on trial here in the U.S. for 18 charges, nearly all of them under the Espionage Act. And then they were talking about the death penalty. And, of course, the British courts are like, I don't think so. His legal team won an appeal that put the onus on U.S. authorities to give assurances he wouldn't face the death penalty if extradited. And the high court decided he's going to be able to bring the appeal. So he's going to. And he may end up staying over there. Julian Assange, by the way, did not appear in court because of health reasons. Now, if somebody was sick and ill or whatever the case may be and didn't have that long to live, why would you waste taxpayer money bringing them back over here? Oh, because he damaged national security and endangered the lives of agents. Yeah. Huh. Wow. And by the way, Iran President Raisi is still dead. Details of the crash, of course, have been whitewashed by Iranian state media. Oh, it was a technical error as to the cause. Along with Iran's foreign minister and others, they were on their way back from an official visit to Azerbaijan earlier Sunday. The International Criminal Court, meanwhile, is seeking arrest warrants for both Israeli and Hamas leaders. Oh, good luck with that. Oh, I can see what's going to happen if you try to show up over there with your International Criminal Court soldiers. Oh, I think you're really going to have to answer to that, and they're going to make sure you do. You know, because there were reasonable grounds to believe that Hamas's Sinwar, al-Masri, and Haniyeh bear criminal responsibility for murder, extermination, and taking hostages, among numerous other crimes. And we also believe that Benjamin Netanyahu and Yoav Gallant, the Israel Minister of Defense, are responsible for other crimes committed on the territory of the state of Palestine. Okay. Is it a state? Is it really? Is it a recognized state? Well, okay. That's what they said. All right. Starvation of citizens is a method of warfare and is a war crime. Really? Gee, I didn't see you guys. We filed a 23-page lawsuit against all the people that were involved in the commission of genocide against the world citizenry for that jab. We didn't see you jumping out of your shoes over that one, con. You know, it's really funny. I mean, he's a prosecutor on British National Board in Edinburgh, Scotland. And, of course, his office interviewed victims and survivors of the 7 October Hamas-led terror attacks on Israel. And everything else is really irrelevant after that because nobody respects the ICC. They only act when they feel like it, and it's of no consequence to us. Seriously. Disregard it. One passenger was killed, 30 others injured after a Singapore Airlines Boeing 777 on a flight from London to Singapore they were headed from London to Singapore hit severe turbulence en route this morning, forcing it to make an emergency landing in Bangkok. That would be Thailand. One male passenger died. 18 people hospitalized, 12 being treated. Not immediately possible to reconstruct the incident from tracking data, but a spokesperson for Flight Radar 24 said it was analyzing the data at or around 7:49 Greenwich Meridian time, which shows the plane tilting upwards and returning to its cruising altitude over the space of a minute. A passenger who was on the flight told Reuters the incident involved the sensation of rising then falling. Suddenly, the aircraft starts tilting up. There was shaking, so I started bracing for what was happening. Very suddenly, there was a very dramatic drop, so everyone seated, not wearing a seatbelt, was immediately launched to the ceiling. Dancing on the ceiling. Dun-dun-dun. Yeah. Oh, what a feeling. And this is why they tell you to wear your seatbelt, moron. Jeez, unbelievable. Sorry, I had to do that, Lionel Richie. I know that may not be funny to some of you, but let that be a lesson to you. Boeing, 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 Boeing. Yeah. How many people are going to sue Boeing because of the ignorance of the passengers, huh? Do you see how stupid this gets? All right. Now, here's the other thing. The prosecution rested yesterday in the Trump defense, you know, the Trump trial, the New York criminal trial. Well, this morning's headlines just in. President Trump's lawyers rested their case this morning. Shortly after the court was called into session, Trump attorney Todd Blanche said his team is resting their case after calling up their final former prosecutor, Robert Costello, as their final witness. Now, you have to understand something. A lot happened there. There was a real shit show in court yesterday because Costello kept talking and opening his mouth and saying stuff that got the judge upset. And he kept staring the judge down, and the judge said, "Are you staring me down?" And, of course, the judge then did something that is very unprecedented. He cleared the courtroom. Now, I wonder what he said to Costello, because that was it. That was their last witness. What did Costello do? He got up there and said, and he basically just slit Cohen's throat, figuratively. He says, you know what? I mean, it's bad enough that yesterday on the stand, Cohen admitted to stealing thousands of dollars from the Trump Organization. And he told Costello, and Costello testified that he met with Cohen in April of 2018 for several hours, adding that Mr. Cohen told him that President Trump was not involved in the payments to Stormy Daniels. We can't have that. Well, that just blew Bragg's case apart. Unbelievable. So, anyway, here's what's happening. Since they rested, the judge says, okay, we're done for today. I'm out of here. And he basically told the other side as well, and told the jury, You cannot talk about or research the Trump case. And, of course, the judge said, possibly after Memorial Day, which is May 27th, it's a federal holiday, so it's probably going to be May 28th, all eyes are going to be on the court. Now, see, here's the other thing. I was in a conversation over the weekend about this with some people, and the subject came up about the trial. And one of the people I was talking to said, you know what's really dangerous about being a juror on this case? I said, am I thinking what you're thinking? He goes, yeah, these people risk danger by being on that jury. Just, I mean, you remember what happened to OJ's trial? I said, yeah, they acquitted him. Why? Because they didn't want all the riots in Los Angeles. They saw Watts. They didn't want another repeat of that. So they basically said, you know what? We found reasonable doubt. Well, guess what? This jury, according to the people I was talking to, are no better than the jury that was watching the O.J. Simpson case, except O.J., everybody thought he did it, right? But see, there was enough people out there, including Costello, that said Cohen is a liar. Now, the jury has to understand that, and the judge has to give them the right instructions. Because if they don't, and he starts instructing them that, you know, regardless of the testimony you heard, here's what the charges are. Here's what charges were not in the indictment. I guarantee you he will leave that out. Did he pay hush money? Did he violate these, whatever, 40 counts, 34 counts? It doesn't matter. Did he violate any of them by stating they were legal expenses when, in fact, it was hush money? You know, it doesn't matter that Cohen stole money from the Trump Organization. It doesn't matter about any of that. Did they do it? Did they not? I mean, what did they do? You know, did Trump commit these crimes that they say he did? And see, this jury, according to the people I was talking to, needs to be very careful about how they receive the jury instructions, and they need to be aware of jury nullification, which there probably won't be. But see, they're going to have closing arguments, and the other side, I'm talking about Bragg, is going to brag. And they got, of course, Colangelo, who was the number three guy at the Justice Department there in Biden, that just came up there for the, you know, visual purpose of litigating the case. And he's going to get up there and make statements. And the other side, you know, they get to stand up and object if he says something that's not related to the case. Whether that's going to go unnoticed by the judge, or the judge is going to go, sit down and shut up, you don't get to object. See, the thing is that the jury heard it, and that's what this whole six-week trial, this ship show, has been about. Been all about that. A ship show. Try to confuse the jury. See, you know, we got the Stormy Daniel porn star, and all the male jurors are probably licking their lips over that one. And then you get Cohen, the proverbial pathological liar, on the stand, and he does the same thing, and then he admits he stole money from Trump. I mean, we're talking big money, into the tens of thousands. Oh, yeah. And but then he told Costello, I don't have anything on Trump. And Costello made that very clear to the jury. Gotta love that, huh? Okay, we have a break. Very important messages coming up, and then Justin Porter joins us to talk about some new products and some you should be taking from North American Urban Spice. We'll be back after these important messages. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxins, toxic substances from the liver. This, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regarest while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regarest keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regarest in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regarest from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regarest, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
In these uncertain times, with the threat of electromagnetic pulse, potential fallout from nuclear power plant disruptions, as well as direct exposure from electromagnetic frequencies from your home's smart meter and electrical circuitry, your life has become radioactive in more ways than one. That's why North American Urban Spice created Nuke Protect, which supports the thyroid and your adrenals with natural potassium iodide. With premium-sourced selenium and antioxidant support more potent than blueberries, Nuke Protect supports immune health with a blend of wild oregano, rosemary, cumin, Atlantic-sourced kelp, raw chaga powder, and wild rose coriaria. Nuke Protect is even safe for pets. You and your loved ones need to get prepared for this sad eventuality and stock at least 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family. Get Nuke Protect today at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, where we are here on this Tuesday. For those of you joining us, we are live right now. We weren't yesterday. We had some technical issues that had to get resolved before we could resume broadcast. So if you were listening yesterday, you were listening to Friday's show. Just so you know, because there were people still calling the show thinking they were going to get on the air, and that ain't happening. Not when we got technical difficulties, but we appreciate your thinking of us anyway. Moving along here, Justin Porter with North American Urban Spice is back with us again, and there's a reason. I know. What, Justin Porter? You were just on last week, Justin. Well, you know what? There's a lot of new products at North American Urban Spice that we weren't carrying in the Power Mall that we are now. So that's one of the reasons we have the big guy back on. What's going on, sir?
Good to see you again, Dave. Always happy to be here.
Yep, for sure. So when you're talking about detoxing and liver gallbladder cleansing, I mean, I know a lot of people have had their gallbladders out, which I don't understand. I think it's an unnecessary surgery, but the doctors told them that it was necessary, and so they had to have it done. They could have cleansed them in the meantime. I don't know. It depends on where people put their faith, right?
Scary, scary stuff. I think they say 97% of all gallbladder surgeries are unnecessary. So that picture, like, a lot.
I don't like those odds. You know, that's one of the reasons why we're going to be talking about that here on the show today. One of the big detox things that I have in the fridge that we take is raw pine power plus. Let's start with that. What makes that so special for people, even though, you know, it's not really an acquired taste per se? I mean, we normally put it in shakes and stuff like that because, I mean, you put that stuff down straight and wow, what a kick.
Yeah, you definitely feel it. And it's a really amazing product for multiple reasons, taste not being kind of the one. Yeah. But the fact that if you were to have raw pine and then you put boiling water on it, you're going to essentially destroy some of the vitamin C. You're going to lose the enzymes. So what we've done is a cold extraction that is the equivalent of 23 cups of pine needle tea per bottle. However, you are keeping the enzymes present. Those enzymes are what's necessary to eat up all of those little spike proteins and then work against that graphene oxide that we know is present. And we've been working on different approaches with the product with our customers and, you know, friends, family who have been struggling. And what we're actually doing is we're doing a 2-week protocol with the Pine Power Plus, alongside the Total Daily Purge. And the Total Daily Purge is essentially an encapsulated product, so you don't have to taste any of these heavy detoxifying agents. But it's a genius product because you have the psyllium husks, which allow the body to push through everything and actually, you know, release it out of the in your stool. But then you have these wonderful detoxifying agents like dandelion leaf, burdock leaf. You've got ginger root in there, which is anti-inflammatory, which is also a huge component of detoxification, is bringing down the inflammation. There's a great blend of enzymes in there additionally, bromelain, papain, which are the protease enzymes, again, great for the spike proteins that we're going to face. And then there's some probiotics in there as well, which is just going to help that good bacteria. But for 2 weeks, we're having people take 4 capsules in the morning, 20 minutes before food, along with 1 tablespoon of pine needle tea. And then they're doing it again later in the day, 20 minutes before their final meal of the day. And they're doing that for 2 weeks. And we're getting an amazing response by doing that.
All right. So this especially is for people that have gotten the jab, They really would benefit from this. The problem is that have you had a lot of people? And this is the question I ask, because so many of our listeners out there are very well-meaning and they buy all this stuff for people they know that got the jab and they don't take it. And it's like, why did you spend the money? I mean, you've got to tell the people out there that got the jab. So my question would be to you, Justin Porter, are people that are taking the jab or that have taken it calling you and saying, look, I took it. I don't feel well. I got to do something about this. Do you have anything? Are you getting those kinds of calls?
Still getting them, yeah. And we're getting a mix of people who are actually, you know, maybe they've realized that that decision wasn't the best decision and have come and said, you know, I'm not necessarily having symptoms at this time, but I know that I've got to be proactive and do something. And we also have people who are, you know, we're so inundated by toxicity, Dave, that it's essentially the point for everybody where we should be either living in this constant state of detox or making a point to go through a detox of kinds every few months or every 6 months at least, because the skies are raining down aluminum and barium. We've got the food supply. You know, goodness knows what we're doing with that. And, you know, heavy metals are in everything. And, you know, that's why, you know, we're encouraging the Pine Needle Plus with the Total Daily Purge. If there's additional kind of wishes to go after the heavy metals, and we've got great solutions for that as well.
Right. Now, here's something else that just came back on. You apparently toured Alabama. You were giving consumer lectures and store training down there, and one of your reps apparently had a headache the whole week.
Yeah.
I mean, was this because of the chemtrails?
Well, it was her first ever headache, which was, you know, and it was constant and it was very apparent. And so it allowed us to open up some conversations to say, hey, is anybody else getting headaches? Or, you know, are we just responding to some kind of allergen in the environment? And every single person in this one particular store, and they had about 12 employees, say, oh, yeah, we've been getting these headaches for, you know, the last couple of years. It seems to be right after the skies are sprayed and the blue sky turns to gray for no explanation. And there's this, you know, then it rains. There's this heavy, actually, the heavy headaches seem to come on before the rain, and then the rain comes down, and then there's this lingering headache. So, you know, like anybody would, we would say, okay, well, can we come up with a solution for them? Because as soon as we left the area, we did notice that cleared. So there's definitely something to be spraying, and there's a lot of Christians in that neighborhood, so I don't know if that's part of their why they're targeted.
Well, see, and this is the thing, because you're hitting this real close to home here, Justin. I was talking to my wife about this morning, and I said, you know, here's the deal. The supplement industry does not make as much money. They make a lot, but they're competing with Big Pharma, and Big Pharma doesn't like it. And the AMA is behind Big Pharma. The AMA does not like naturopathic doctors. They don't like supplements. They don't like people being helped by supplements, because Big Pharma, who pays all the legislators and the lawmakers and the AMA and all these other, you know, through bribes and whatever they pay these doctors for, supplements work counterproductive and contrary to what they're espousing. And boy, they can't have that. So now, I mean, this is one of the reasons why. I mean, is that a fair statement to make?
It's as far as it gets. They actually have a process called biopiracy, where they take the constituents from these wonderful plants and then they turn it into a pharmaceutical, and then they advertise or market heavily against the plant, and then push up their chemical product in that process. So yeah, it's horrific, and it's been going on since, you know, the Rockefellers rewrote the curriculums for all the medical schools, as we know. And the biggest threat they have is what God gave us. And one reason is there's, you know, very few side effects, and there's also the fact that it works. and people get better off of it. So then they don't need, you know, not that they do anyway, in my view, but then they aren't as reliant, or they're not asking to go to the doctor. They're not asking for the pharmaceuticals. And that's really the, should be the goal of any process is, you know, we don't want to keep people on products for life. We want to get them what their body needs when they need it. And then when they are in a position to no longer need it, whether their diets change, whether there's just, you know, a different circumstance, then we want them to be able to just take what they need.
Which makes sense, because Big Pharma wants to keep them on drugs the rest of their life. And that's the difference between the supplement industry and the medical industry. So just so you know, they don't like naturopathic doctors either. You know, anybody that says, hey, you know, supplements are better for you. And the thing is if it turns your system yellow, you know, and you're urinating just solid yellow urine, then your body may not be absorbing it. But if you're taking the right kind of supplements, which are natural supplements, which are North American Urban Spice, you will notice you don't get solid yellow urine, which means your body is absorbing more of it and you're doing the right thing. Would that be a fair statement?
Absolutely. Yes. Synthetics is an area of supplements where the pharmaceutical industry have got involved with. And, you know, molecularly, they look similar, but they're made out of all sorts of dangerous things like you have formaldehyde in there. You have these petroleum esters and, you know, all of these toxic compounds that make up those synthetic vitamins. And you know, that's another reason why we have to go through these detoxification processes, because a lot of heavy metals get contaminated in that production. You know, the headaches that people are seeing, we've been getting results by just utilizing something as simple as wild cilantro. And we have an oil of cilantro and we have an essence of cilantro. The essence actually gets past the blood-brain barrier in the brain and helps cleanse those metals, purge them out, where the oil is more kind of concentrated for the rest of the body. But, you know, cilantro will get rid of cadmium, arsenic, aluminum, lead, you know, all of these. It's been used for mercury poisoning in the past. And then there's a ton of other health benefits you get from these agents. They don't just detoxify. You know, it's not like a drug where they just do one thing. So there's never a bad time to utilize these very safe alternatives to the pharmaceutical products.
Right. Now, the thing is, and we have that available, and it's on the Power Mall's website for you to order. And we'll drop ship it to you from North American Urban Spice, all right? And, I mean, this is a good thing. And we still have that $300, get $20 off your order. You might even look at the Total Daily Purge and talk to, you know, any one of our reps. As a matter of fact, Linda's going to be on the phone here in just a minute. Jay is there standing by. For those of you who want to call up, 877-817-9829. Liver cleanse capsules and oil. That's something we haven't talked about on the show before. What do they do?
Yeah, kind of as good as it gets, really, for the liver. And, you know, the body has to be in a full state of detox. So that means all of the organs, not just the liver, not just the kidneys. However, the liver is that master detoxifying organ. And it's got responsible for over 500 processes going on in the body. And this is a product that I actually like to put with. We have it in liquid and in capsules. But I actually like to put it with the Purely Liver, because that liver helps. It's like helps like. So that Purely Liver will support the regeneration, the nutrients that the liver needs. And then we add in the liver cleanse that does exactly as it says. And that really is. It's got these concentrated oils, dandelion being a big part of that. And it will work the liver to actually get back into equilibrium and help the body clean out any of the toxic compounds that are left in there. And it is essentially wild dandelions, organic turmeric, wild rosemary, cumin, and oregano. And it's just a really powerful herbal blend. And, you know, people will see a difference. I always say take a picture of your face and your skin and your eyes before you go through a cleanse, because after that period of time, however long that is, you actually see that change in those areas. And it's just proof is in the pudding, as they say.
Yep, amazing. And so why is Herbal Z's on the list for detox?
Well, it goes back to having good night's sleep is also a critical component of detoxification. And, you know, there's no melatonin in the in herbal Z's. Some people get on well with melatonin. However, melatonin itself is a synthetic hormone when given in a supplement. Obviously, we want to have naturally occurring melatonin. It's a crucial hormone. We want our body to make it and respond correctly to it. And that's what the herbal Z's is designed to do. It's designed to get the body into a deep REM sleep to have natural serotonin, activate the GABA receptors, usher L-tryptophan across the blood-brain barrier, and then have our body actually produce melatonin naturally to allow us to get into a deep sleep and then wake up fully rested.
All right. Now, could you explain, before we get into the back end of the show here, we're talking about all the sprays and cleaners that you offer that are chemical-free. The total daily purge, could you explain what's in that per se and how it's supposed to work for people who want to order it?
Yeah, the total daily purge is actually a blend of supported digestive supportive herbs. There's peppermint in there. We have the raw ginger roots. We do also have Jerusalem artichoke inulin, which is a prebiotic. So that's going to feed the good bacteria in the gut. We do have the plant-based probiotics that, again, helps with the microbiome. The psyllium husks are the fiber element that actually pushes the body's toxic compounds through the digestive system. There's cat's claw powder, which is an anti-inflammatory, and then the brilliant dandelion leaf and wild burdock as well. I may have missed one or two ingredients in that, but that's pretty much the gist of it. And, you know, really, really is a phenomenal product.
And so you're basically taking four pills in the morning, and then you're intermittently interjecting the raw pine power plus when you're not doing those.
Yeah, well, we've been doing it with four capsules 20 minutes before a meal, and then a tablespoon of pine power plus at the same time, and doing that twice a day and advocating for a two-week program. You could do a 30-day program quite easily, but 2 weeks we've been seeing some really, really nice responses and good results from.
Well, that's good to know. By the way, North American Urban Spice, you go to the partners tab. Well, actually, you just call the Power Mall and we'll take care of this for you. There may be stuff on there you don't see because we haven't loaded it up there yet. So the best way to just, you know, if you don't have you have a phone, 877-817-9029 is the number to call. And we can help you with your orders and get that done. And they will be drop shipped directly from North American Urban Spice. Now, something else. I have tried the toothpaste. Wow. Boy, can you taste the oregano.
It's a good one. I mean, it's very, very much a clean formula. There's no glycerin, which actually stops the remineralization of the teeth. And the oregano, you know, because of the different picking seasons that we have, sometimes we get a really, really potent batch. And I had used that same toothpaste just recently. And that is a bit spicier than normal. However, it really is. It's so effective. And what it's doing is actually it's destroying any of the pathogens that actually cause the tooth decay. And it leaves you with a really, really clean feeling. But the oregano can be strong sometimes for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, it was good. It was potent. And I'll tell you what, just for trying it for the first time, I'm just like, wow, this is awesome. Whew. And it leaves your mouth feeling very, very refreshed. I'll let you know that, too. You won't get a feeling like you will when the oregano hits it. But see, the reason I'm going into that is because North American Herb Spice has chemical-free natural sprays and cleaners. And, I mean, multiple products. They utilize wild spice oils that not only naturally clean your surroundings, but have a relaxing aromatic scent that deodorizes the air. Justin, I'll let you take it from here.
Yeah, and it's remarkable, really, because the product is called Orega Spray. Mm. And we have a couple of different sizes, 2 ounce and 4 ounce on it.
Okay, and Orega Spray basically is just like beefed up oregano with no chemicals added.
It's just this wonderful, it's micellized essential oils. And So you can spray it into some water and it actually blends into it. You can drink it. That's how safe it is.
You're washing your counter. I can just see that. You're washing your counters off. And next thing, and somebody's going, did you just spray that in your mouth? Oh, yeah. No, but you can do it, right?
You absolutely can. It's not going to be a flavorful experience.
Yeah, probably not.
It works on surfaces. It works to deodorize the air and any toxic compounds that could come after going to the bathroom. You can clean floors with it. You can just put it into some water and wash it through. It's completely water soluble. It's used as a deodorant even. It's kind of this all-purpose spray that is completely safe to eat even. If you have a sore throat, do it. Spray it 5 times down the throat and you'll be surprised how quickly that clears up. But yeah, it really, really is a unique and phenomenal product.
Wow. So, we've covered a multitude of various things here as far as detox and liver and gallbladder and all that good stuff. And here's the thing. Why the liver and the gallbladder? I mean, that's where most of the processing occurs in your digestive juices. Is that right? I mean, give us just a little bit with this last minute we have left as far as the anatomical reasoning behind all this.
Yeah, well, in layman's terms, the liver is the master detoxifying organ. So that is processing. It is kind of utilizing all of the different capacities that it has to make sure that it clears out the junk. The gallbladder actually releases bile to push out all of these toxins that go further down into the digestive system. And then we need the kidneys to be healthy to actually get these released as well. So it really is the body working together. Cruciferous vegetables are crucial. Make sure you're not eating sugar. Make sure you're staying away from processed grains. You might be okay with sprouted grains, but lots of cruciferous vegetables in conjunction with, kind of minerals in your diet as well.
Sounds good. Justin Porter, North American Urban Spice. We have those on sale. You spend $300, you get 20% off your order. Always a pleasure to have you here on the show, sir. We always learn something new. In the meantime, thank you so much for being here. Shop the Power Mall right now. Phone lines are open, 877-817-9829. And just in case you don't see something, if you don't have internet, you don't have a catalog, you need to give us a call. We'll be back after these messages. Stay with us.
Your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.